SBS Radio.
NAB has become the second major Australian bank to be caught charging dead customers for financial advice. Nicole Smith, the former chair of NAB's superannuation arm, Nullis, told the Royal Commission they became aware of an incident where service fees continued to be deducted from a member's account even though they knew the customer had died. It's unclear how many instances of this misconduct occurred, but it's just the latest in a string of incidents where banks have charged customers for no service. An exchange between Commissioner Kenneth Hayne and Ms. Smith highlights the frustration many Australians have with the banks.
Did you think yourself that taking money to which there was no entitlement raised a question of the criminal law?
I didn't.
It follows revelations in May that some Commonwealth Bank advisers had charged dead customers for financial advice, including in one case where an adviser did this for 11 years. Meanwhile, a scandal-plagued year has taken a heavy toll on two of Australia's largest financial institutions, the Commonwealth Bank and wealth manager AMP. AMP's half-year net profit nosedived by 74%, down more than $300 million. Commonwealth Bank's full-year profit dropped by 4%, but CEO Matt Comyn is putting the best interpretation he can on the bank's performance.
The underlying core result of $9.2 billion is down 4.8%, but of course there's a number of one-off items in our result this year, including some large penalties relating to past regulatory issues. If we strip those out, actually the underlying profit is closer to 3.7% up. And it's a combination really of the strength of our core franchise.
Jessica Washington, SBS News.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.